大家早晨，我哋同心祈祷。神，我哋感谢你，俾我哋一齐去敬拜你，一齐去听你嘅话语。求你都与我哋同在。Do you know that almost every day there are earthquakes going on around us?
你知唔知道咧？差唔多每一日咧，我哋身边咧都有唔同嘅地震发生。
Actually, in just the last 30 days, there are more than 2,900 earthquakes.
就根本係過去嗰30日咧，其實差唔多有2,900次嘅地震發生。
All around the world.
喺世界各地唔同嘅地方。
And in just the past week, there are more than 600 earthquakes.
就算係啱啱過去個星期咧，都有發生過超過600次嘅地震。
And in just the last 24 hours.There are more than 100 earthquakes.
係啱啱過去嘅一日咧，甚至係有102次嘅地震嘅發生。
Probably the numbers have already gone up as I'm speaking.
就算我哋而家係佢講到嘅時候咧，可能個數字咧都一直係增加緊嘅。
Actually, the biggest earthquake this month was in the Fiji Islands, which measures 6.9 magnitude.
喺呢一個月咧，發生嘅最大嘅次嘅地震咧，就喺洲際群島嗰次。量度出嚟咧係 6.9 級。
Lucy Jones, a well-known seismologist, said.
Lucy Jones 一個咧好有名嘅地震學家曾經講過。
A magnitude 7 quake happens somewhere in the world every month.
一個七級嘅地震咧，其實喺世界嗰啲地方咧，每個月都會發生。
And a magnitude 6 happens every week.
而六級嘅地震咧，係每個星期都發生緊。
That is a lot of earthquakes.
呢個真係好多嘅地震。
Many of them we don't even know about because they are in remote or uninhabited areas.
有啲咧，我哋甚至係唔知道，因為佢發生嘅地方係啲好遠、係冇人住嘅地方。
Now knowing all this, it seems like there's always shaking and movement all around us.
咁喺感覺上咧，我哋每時每刻都係有啲地震動喺我身邊就發生緊。
Actually, this makes me think about the shaking.And the shockwave that was sending within the walls of the church in today's passage.
咁令到我諗到咧，今日嘅經文裏邊咧，喺早期教會咧，一啲嘅震動係喺發生緊。
The church was greatly shaken by the new and the growing Gentile conversions.
嗰陣時候嘅教會咧，就係係開始咧，俾一啲嘅新興起嘅一啲嘅外邦人嘅轉變咧，係震動緊。
The very core of their religious practices and tradition was being questioned and challenged.
他們信仰的根基呢就開始受到一些的質疑和一些挑戰。
Today's passage looks at a revolutionary and a major shift in the church.
今天經文讓我們看到呢一些很重要一 些改革呢是發生著。
Many Jewish Christians, they were strongly opposed and criticized these Gentile conversions.
有很多猶大的信徒呢他們是在反對一些外邦人的一些的改變。
Why? Because they did not follow the law.
因為這些外邦人他是沒有守律法。
Now here the name Gentile refers to anyone who is not a Jew.
這裡的外邦人呢是指呢所有不是猶大人。
For centuries they believed one is saved by observing the law and being circumcised.
一直以嚟咧，佢哋都係覺得咧，人得救咧係因為佢係遵照律法，同埋咧佢哋係接受呢個國禮。
Observing the law became their religious tradition and was deeply ingrained in their Jewish religious culture and their way of life.
佢哋去守呢個律法咧，係一個好傳統嘅佢哋一個傳統。佢覺得咧呢個係深入佢哋心裏邊。佢覺得咧佢咁樣做嘅話咧，就係佢日常生活嘅一部分。
To them, the Gentile conversion meant a complete change in their perspective, customs, and practices.
所以咧，佢哋覺得咧，外邦人得救咧，對佢哋嚟講咧，係一個好大嘅一個新嘅一個嘅睇法，然後令到佢哋嘅傳統上邊咧係有啲嘅改變。
Basically, it turned their world upside down.
總括嚟講咧，就將佢哋嘅想法，將佢哋世界完全係改變。
After witnessing Peter's role in the Gentile conversion of Cornelius and his household,
當我哋睇到咧，彼得咧同外邦人同埋嘅哥利流同埋佢哋一家人嘅改變嘅時候
The Jewish circumcised believer were very angry with him.
那些猶大受過割禮的信徒呢，他就覺得很生氣。
So they rushed back to the church in Jerusalem and reported and complained to the leaders.
所以呢，他們就很快地回到去猶大教會猶大的教會裡面呢，是跟那些領袖呢去投訴。
In verses 2 and 3, when Peter got to Jerusalem,
在我們看到經文二至三節裡面呢，當彼得回去耶路撒冷的時候，
they questioned and criticized his encounter with the Gentiles.
他們呢很質疑，同埋呢是去譴責呢彼得同外邦人的一些的相處。
Why did you visit those people who are not Jews and even eat with them?
點解你要同嗰啲人一齊同啲外邦人一齊相處，甚至同佢哋一齊食飯？
They were furious because Peter had completely ignored and went against centuries of Jewish practice.
因為咧，佢哋覺得好憤怒，因為覺得咧，彼得咧係完全係藐視咗佢哋嘅猶太人一啲嘅傳統。
Now their first issue was just being around uncircumcised men, and they think that it would make one unclean.
第一個問題咧就係，就算你同一啲嘅未受過割禮嘅人一齊嘅話咧，你已經係不潔。
That's because they didn't observe the law about cleanliness.
因為咧，佢哋係冇守到咧呢個潔淨嘅一個嘅嗰個律法律。
The second issue was the food prepared by Gentiles may not be clean.
第二個問題咧，就係話咧，嗰啲外邦人準備嘅食物咧，可能都係唔潔淨。
Because they did not follow the Jewish food laws about what is clean and what is not clean.
因為咧，佢哋係冇遵守咧猶太人去處理食物方面嘅律法，究竟乜嘢係乾淨，邊啲係唔乾淨。
Now both issues have to do with a basic requirement of religious purity.
呢兩個嘅問題咧，都係關於咧我哋宗教上邊咧好潔淨方面嗰個嘅問題。
Now they were completely shocked that Peter, being a Jewish church leader, could ignore such a simple principle.
他們覺得很驚訝，就是因為彼得身為一個這麼重要的教會的領袖，都可以去忽視這些信仰上的基本的要求。
Now it's important to know where they are coming from to understand this passage and why they are so angry.
我們這裡要首先要了解一下究竟他們的背景，去明白一下為什麼他們會這麼生氣。
Now most Jewish believers thought that God offers salvationonly to them because God gave them His law.
好多嘅猶太嘅信徒咧，都係覺得咧，神係將嗰個嘅救恩淨係俾咗猶太人，因為咧，神係將個律法俾咗佢哋。
Their perspective was that they are God's chosen ones.
佢哋覺得咧，佢哋係被揀選嘅一群。
So they did not believe that Gentiles can be saved like them.
所以咧，佢哋唔相信咧，外邦人好似佢哋一樣可以得到被拯救。
But didn't God say that salvation was for all?
但係神唔係講過話佢嘅救恩係俾世界上每一個人噶嘛
？In the Old Testament, God chose the Jews, gave them His law, so that they can bring the message of salvation to everyone.
在舊約裏面呢，神是揀選了猶太人，然後將他的律法給了他們，但是呢，其實他是想藉著猶太人將他的一個的救恩是給全世界的人。
Now God had promised throughout scripture that he wants to reach everyone.
神在聖經裏面呢，都是清楚說明呢，他是想將他的信息，將他的救恩是傳給萬邦。
This began in Genesis with this promise to Abraham.
這裡呢，我們在創世記看到呢，他那個的個應許咧係俾咗亞伯拉罕。
And it says, in you all the families of the earth will be blessed.
神咁講過話，因為亞伯拉罕萬國都會得到祝福。
Now this is talking about Gentiles.
呢度咧講緊外邦人。
However, this was like almost impossible for the Jews, even Jewish believers, to accept.
但是咧，這個嘅概念咧，對猶太人甚至係猶太嘅信徒嚟講咧，佢哋係好難接受。
Also, the circumcised believers were using the law to promote their interests and agendas.
而且咧，呢啲嘅受過割禮嘅信徒咧，佢哋甚至係利用啲律法咧，係去幫助佢哋自己嘅益處。
For example, they want to discriminate between those who can be saved and those who cannot.
佢哋咧用呢啲嘅律法咧，係去歧視嗰啲咧邊啲係可以受到拯救，邊啲係唔可以受到得救。
Between those who observe the law and those who don't.
去分別邊啲係有守律法，邊啲係冇守律法。
Between those who are clean and unclean.
去分別邊啲係潔淨，邊啲係唔潔淨。
Between those who are circumcised and uncircumcised.
去分開邊啲係有受過割禮，邊啲係冇受過割禮。
So what they were doing is excluding anyone who are not like them.
佢哋係根本係將嗰啲同佢哋唔相似嘅人完全係隔開。
So when it came to the Gentiles who did not observe the law.
所以咧，當佢哋見到咧啲外邦人佢哋唔守律法嘅時候。
They were just seen and treated as unclean or second class.
佢哋就覺得佢哋係唔潔淨，甚至係低一等嘅。
Like they don't measure up or inferior.
佢哋係次等，佢哋係同佢哋唔一樣。
So they would reject and treat them as outsiders.
所以咧，佢哋係拒絕佢，甚至當佢哋係外人一樣。
Here we see they had a great sense of pride in their religious identity and practice of the law.
所以咧，我哋喺呢度睇到咧，佢哋喺佢嘅信仰嘅認知上，甚至喺佢哋嘅律法嘅執行上面咧，佢哋都係有一個嘅驕傲喺度。
This is why author Luke has focused a lot of attention to addressing this issue.
所以咧，我睇到咧，點解路加會用好多嘅篇幅去講緊呢個嘅問題。
At least two entire chapters and many references in Acts.
我哋睇到咧，甚至喺呢個嘅《使徒行傳》裏邊咧，總共有兩篇嘅章節，同埋有好多嘅資料咧，都係講緊呢個嘅問題。
In fact, it is so important that Luke devoted chapters 10 and 11 to tell the same account twice in a row, immediately one after the another.
所以我哋睇到咧，路加係用咗整章十章同埋第十一章咧，兩章連埋一齊咧，係去講緊呢個嘅問題。
Now, rarely in Scripture will you see this degree of repetition.
我哋喺聖經裏邊咧，你好少會見到咧咁樣嘅重複。
And Luke certainly does not waste any words when it comes to choosing what to write.
路加咧，佢根本係唔會浪費任何嘅文字，佢究竟去決定乜嘢係要寫得落嚟。
Now, this new Gentile mission was an important turning point in the development of the early church.
所以咧，呢個嘅外邦人嘅得救咧，係對早期教會嚟講咧，係一個完全嘅一個嘅改變同埋一個新嘅發展。
To give you an idea how important this was，
我哋去諗下究竟呢個係幾咁重要。
If it was not for this new mission， we will not be Christian worshiping here today。
如果唔係呢個新嘅革命嘅話咧，我哋今日都冇可能喺教會裏邊，我哋一齊敬拜神。
Based on this passage, Cornelius, the Roman soldier who became a Christian,
我哋睇到呢個經文咧，哥利流咧係我一個羅馬嘅兵丁，佢都係因為咁樣變成一個基督徒。
Some commentary noted that he can be considered the spiritual ancestor of all of us who are not Jewish.
有啲人覺得咧，哥利流咧係一個信仰嘅先驅，佢令到我哋咧唔係。猶太人都可以得救。
Now let's see how Peter responds to such a sensitive and difficult issue.
我哋跟住嚟咧，一齊睇下咧，彼得佢點樣去回應呢啲咁敏感同埋咁難嘅問題。
News of this huge change was spreading rapidly within the church.
呢啲嘅問題咧，喺早期教會咧就傳講得好快。
It caused great confusion.Chaos and controversy.
佢咧引起咗好多嘅爭論同埋好多嘅混亂。
Now, as a prominent church leader, Peter was under great heat and pressure from church leaders.
作為一個咧教會好重要嘅一個嘅領袖嘅話咧 ，Peter 係受彼得係受到好多唔同嘅其他領袖嘅壓力。
Also, there was a lot at stake here.
而且咧，同樣咧，亦都係有好多嘅爭議喺度。
Like, for example, the church's future direction and the potential division if not handled properly.
特別咧係教會未來嘅方向，同埋可能會有啲分裂咧。如果喺呢個問題上面處理得唔好嘅話
，Under these circumstances, I mean, he could have easily panicked and just run away。
喺呢啲咁多嘅壓力之下咧，彼得其實可以話：哦 ，OK， 我覺得好痛苦，我要離開啦。
Or he could have easily used his rank and authority。
佢或者咧又可以用佢嘅權力咁啊壓落去。
Hey。Stop what you're doing. Don't you know who I am?
你停止你哋一切做嘅嘢，你哋唔通唔知道我係邊一個咩？
He could also be angry, defensive, and just fight back.
佢可以係好嬲，甚至咧係可以去反擊佢哋。
However, he chose to remain calm and focused.
但係咧，彼得係嘅選擇咧，佢係要平靜，同埋咧佢係要好專注。
In verse 4, Peter responds.By starting from the beginning.
在第四節裡面呢，彼得是開始由他的事情的開始去慢慢去講述。
He laid everything out step by step to make sure he gave a complete detail and orderly account.
他呢將所有的事情呢是一步一步很清楚同埋呢是有條理咁樣去講俾大家聽。
If we look carefully at the style, the tone, and structure of the account,
如果我哋咧好仔細去睇下啊彼得佢講個説話嗰陣時候，佢嗰個口氣同埋佢嗰個嘅用詞嘅話
，It's like he was in a courtroom defending himself.
就好似咧佢喺法庭上邊咧，佢為自己去做一個嘅辯白。
He starts in verse 5 by sharing a vision he received directly from God.
他開始在第五節那裡去跟大家分享他神給他一個的異象。
In this vision, he sees four different types of animals that are unclean.
他在這個的異象裡面他看到有四種不同的動物，這些動物都是不潔淨的。
And the Old Testament food laws tells them that they should not eat these animals.
而根據咧舊約嘅一個嘅食物嘅律法上邊咧，佢哋唔應該食呢啲嘅動物。
But then he hears God ordering him directly to kill and eat these animals.
但係咧，佢跟住嚟聽到神係直接同佢講話，叫佢殺咗呢動物，然後食咗佢。
Now,Peter, of course, is very confused and surprised.
當然啦，彼得就係好唔清楚，同埋點解好神奇？點解神會咁講
？Because all his life, he has been observing these dietary food laws.
因為咧，佢一直以嚟咧都係按照神嘅律法去遵守佢嘅飲食嘅。
So it's very natural that he said no.
所以好自然咁講，佢話我唔要。
Of course, he says, of course not.I can never eat food that is unclean.
他說這個是不可能的，因為我從來沒有吃過一些不潔淨的食物。
And then God rebukes him by reaffirming that the food is clean because he says so.
但是呢，神是反擊他、責備他，再一次去重新申定說這些食物 是乾淨，你是可以吃。
Now to make sure Peter gets the message,
神是要讓彼得咧 去明白佢嘅意思。
Verse 10 says that this vision, including God's order and rebuke, were repeated three times.
喺第十節裏邊睇到咧，神佢嘅命令同埋咧佢一直嘅譴責咧，係前後總共出現咗三次。
So if you do the math, God spoke directly to Peter a total of six times.Sending the same message.
如果我哋自己計下嘅話咧，其實神咧前前後後咧係用咗六次去同 Peter 講，去同彼得講咧呢個嘅命令。
And that is, there is no such thing anymore as unclean animals.
就係咧，再冇任何一啲話係唔潔淨嘅動物。
This means that one cannot make any more distinctions.Between clean and unclean animals.
即係話咧，冇人再可以去分別邊啲係一啲潔淨嘅動物，邊啲係一啲唔潔淨嘅動物。
Here God was wiping out and removing all the Jewish dietary food laws.
喺呢度咧，神係將係完全呢啲猶太人過去對食物嘅一啲嘅律法咧，係完全嘅係去廢咗。
Now this this vision of the clean and unclean animals is a symbolism.
这个的意象关于是洁净和不洁净的食物呢，其实是一个象征。
It's a symbolism of clean and unclean.
它象征哪些是洁净，哪些是不洁净。
Like the circumcised, uncircumcised.
就好像受过割礼，没有受过割礼。
The Jew and Gentile.
犹太人和外邦人。
Those who follow the law and those who don't.
守律法的和不守律法的。
Here God was completely getting rid of all of these differences.
在这里是神是完全的，是除去这些所有的不同。
There is no such thing anymore of clean and unclean.
再没有任何东西是洁净，没有东西是不洁净。
Basically, he's saying that all are clean.
基本来说就是神说所有东西都是洁净的。
There's no more difference between Jew and Gentile.
在犹太人和外邦人呢，再没有说有什么不同。
All are welcome to the faith, regardless of whether you are Jew or not, regardless of whether you follow the law.
每一个人都可以得到拯救，得到这个信仰，无论你是不同的国籍，或者是你有没有遵循这个律法。
Even Peter struggled to understand and accept this new perspective.
就算彼得自己啊，佢自己都好掙扎去接受呢個嘅新嘅概念。
The very idea there is no such thing anymore of clean and unclean was just a huge shock to the Jews.
對猶太人嚟講咧，話再冇呢個潔淨同埋唔潔淨之分咧，佢哋係好難好難嘅接受。
It's because their entire identity, their way of life, are based on observing the law.
因为对他们来说，他们的整个的生命，他们的优先次序都是要按照这个法律，律法。
I mean, to take that away, it's like, the best I can think of is to tell them to stop being Jewish.
如果将这些东西全部都废除的话，就好像觉得，我不再是犹太人一样。
I think it's really hard for us to understand how difficult it was for them back then.
我相信咧，對我嚟講，可能有啲好難理解喺對當時嘅猶太人嚟講呢啲嘅概念。
Even from the mindset of Gentiles，
甚至咧對對外邦人嚟講
，they too were surprised that one can be saved without being circumcised。
對佢哋嚟講咧，如果冇受到割禮都可以得到拯救咧，佢哋都係唔好難去接受噶。
I think this is why God was very persistent.And went to great lengths to make sure he gets his message across.
所以咧，呢度点解神系一直嘅坚持，同埋系用好多嘅一直嘅引证去俾彼得呢个新嘅嘅信息。
And there's four things that God uses.
呢度咧，神系用咗四个唔同嘅方法。
A vision, command, rebuke, and repetition.
一个嘅意象、命令、一个嘅谴责，同埋一个嘅一直嘅重复。
In fact, one theologian observed that Peter's account is like a series of, like this hammering one after another of God's message.
甚至咧有一个嘅神学家讲过咧，呢个嘅彼得嘅一个嘅陈述咧，就好似系佢将神嘅一个嘅话语咧，系一直嘅好似用个锤仔咁样揼喺我哋心里边。
The first one was which we just heard in verses 4 through 10.
第一个咧就系好似我哋喺第四节到第十节里边。
And that's God's vision.
呢个系神嘅彼得嘅意象。
And then we'll see His command, preparation, and action.
又跟住咧，我哋睇到咧神嘅命令、佢嘅准备同埋佢嘅行动。
This serves as a reminder that we also need to be open.To God's voice.
这里呢都是提醒我们，我们都是要去准备我们听神的话语。
Peter was no different.
彼得都是一样。
He was still stuck and could not get past through the food purity laws and the Jewish traditions.
他仍然呢都是停住在这里，他没有办法是将这些律法和犹太人的传统拎走。
Oftentimes, we too allow our traditions and rituals get in the way of what God is trying to tell us.
很多时候呢，我们都会受到这些传统，令到我们呢，是难了我们去听到 神要同我哋讲嘅说话。
Again, a lot of times when we have been in church for a long time, it's kind of easy to do things the same way over and over and over again.
好多时候咧，我哋喺教会好耐咧，我哋就好容易咧就会系谂住做啲嘢咧，都系用最旧嘅方法一直一直咁做就得啦噶。
It's also easy to take it for granted and just kind of leave things the way they are.
好多时候咧，觉得哦应该系咁样做，就由得去呢啲嘢，佢系咁样就系咁样噶啦。
And what can happen is that it can lead to a lack of motivation and unwillingness to do anything new or different.
有时候就令到我哋咧就冇咗嗰个嘅动力，或者咧系唔愿意去接受一啲新嘅事情。
And when God speaks and leads us to do new things.
當神咧同我哋説話，或者帶領我哋做一啲新嘅事嘅時候
，we may not be able to hear and respond。
我哋有時候咧，可能未必會聽得到，甚至我哋係唔可以回應。
One Sunday, my wife Brenda and I were having lunch at a restaurant。
有一個星期日咧，Alan 同埋 Brenda 咧去到一個餐廳度食飯。
And we overheard a conversation at the next table. They were talking about vacation Bible school.
咁佢哋咧就聽到咧隔離台個對話咧係講緊呢個嘅暑期聖經班。
They are our next door neighbor, people from the Baptist church.
佢哋咧係我哋隔離嘅浸信會嘅會友。
So they were talking about maybe holding their VBS at their homes.
佢哋咧喺度諗緊啊，不如我哋嘗試將呢個嘅暑期聖經班喺我哋屋企裏邊舉行啦。
I thought it was kind of interesting.
咁啊 ，Alan 就覺得啊，呢個都係幾得意，幾有趣。
They were open to new ideas and thinking out of the box.
佢哋咧係願意開放啲新嘅意識、一啲嘅想法，係願意咧離開佢哋嘅舊有嘅模式。
But you know, whenever we try something new, we have to be prepared to go out of our comfort zones.
仲有時候咧，當我哋嘗試去一啲嘅新嘢嘅時候咧，我哋都要離開我哋覺得係覺得舒服嘅地方。
When we do something new, there'sprobably a lot of new challenges and things that we need to deal with.
當我哋嘗試新嘅嘢嘅時候咧，我哋可能會有啲嘅新嘅挑戰或者一啲問題咧，我哋都需要去先處理。
Like for example, maybe we have to spend more time on it.
或者咧，好似我哋需要花更多嘅時間。
Maybe more work, preparation, arrangements.
我哋需要更多嘅工作，更多嘅準備，或者係更多嘅一啲嘅安排。
And maybe also deal with some inconvenience and trouble of opening up our home.
咁如果我哋開放屋企嗰陣時候咧，可能會有啲嘅唔係咁方便啊，或者一啲嘅麻煩。
And after thinking about all these, do we still want to do it?
當我哋面對呢啲各樣嘅問題嗰陣時候，我哋咪真係仲係想咁做咧
？God continues to hammer away in verses 11 through 14.
咁呢度咧，神咧繼續嘅係將喺11到14節度咁講到。
And now it talks about God's command and preparation.
呢度咧就讲到神嘅命令同埋佢嘅准备。
Immediately following the vision,
喺呢个异象之后
，Peter is visited by three Gentile men from Caesarea.
有三个从加撒利亚嚟嘅外邦人去揾彼得。
And the Spirit tells him to go with them and not to worry.That they are Gentiles.
呢度咧，聖靈提醒彼得咧，就話同佢哋一齊去，唔需要擔心佢哋係外邦人。
Now, despite what he heard, Peter is still worried about breaking the law and needed to be reassured again.
無論係之前彼得聽過啲乜嘢，彼得仍然都係好擔心佢要去破壞呢個律法，佢需要咧神就再一次同佢嘅肯定。
He still didn't get it.
佢仲係唔明白。
If we look carefully at the series of events in verses 11 through 14,
如果我哋咧去細心去睇下呢個十一到十四節嘅話咧，睇呢個事情嘅發生嘅次序
，we can see their sequence and timing is very deliberate and perfectly synchronized.
我哋睇到咧事情嘅發生嗰個時間點咧係好神奇嘅，係同步噶。
Theologian John Stott writes,
神學家 John Stott 咁講過。
For God had been working at both ends.
神咧係喺兩邊係同時間嘅工作。
In Cornelius and in Peter.
喺哥利流同埋喺彼得。
Deliberately arranging for them to meet.
好奇妙咁去安排佢哋兩個嘅相見。
and preparing for it by giving both a special vision.
是给他们两个都是有一个异象。
He told Cornelius in Caesarea to send for Peter.
跟哥尼流说他要去找彼得。
And Peter in Joppa to go to Cornelius.
而彼得是在约伯的时候就跟他说话你要去找哥尼流。
And he perfectly synchronized the two events.
神是很奇妙的是让这两个事情是同步发生。
When you look at the divine preparation behind these events,
当我们去看一下这件事情 的背后它发生的时候
it's very amazing and clearly reveals that God is sovereign.
我们很清楚地看到神是在掌管着
And God has his plan to bring the salvation to the Gentiles.
神是有他的计划是将他的福音将他的救恩是带给外邦人。
Besides Peter, God also wants to make sure he gets his message also to Peter's critics and hearers.
除了彼得之外，神都是想将他这个信息是带给对一些彼得的一些反抗者和他的信徒。
In verse 12, there are six brothers who accompanied Peter to Cornelius.
在十二節那裡我看到總共有六個的弟兄跟彼得一起去找哥尼流。
So including Peter himself, there was a total of seven witnesses who can testify to what happened.
所以除了彼得之外是總共是有七個人可以見證究竟是發生什麼事。
Now this was important because seven witnesses went far beyond the two or three witnesses required under Old Testament law.
因为呢七个的见证人呢是很重要因为这个呢在 旧约的律法里面呢是超过他所要求的两至三个的见证人
So the seven witnesses give lots of credibility to Peter's story
所以呢有七个见证人呢是让到、彼得他所讲的这件事呢是更加的可信
So it's very hard for his critics to refute what Peter told them
所以呢令到那些反對的人呢很難去不承認、彼得所說的話
God continues to hammer away his message
神呢繼續的是將他的信息是說給他們聽
And this time with divine action toward the end in verses 15 through 18
在這裡呢是直到去到、經文的15到18節呢他都是繼續的是將他的行動去顯明出來
Verses 15 through 17 makes the same pointWithin these three verses,
在十五到十七節裏邊咧，係講緊呢三節裏邊咧，係講緊同一樣嘢。
God has given these Gentiles the same gift of the Holy Spirit.
就係神都係將聖靈係帶俾外邦人。
Throughout the account, Peter struggled with his own deeply rooted traditions and prejudices.
我哋喺睇到彼得你整个嘅陈述里边咧，佢一直喺度挣扎紧，同佢自己旧有嘅信仰嘅认知，同埋佢嘅一啲嘅偏见。
The turning point was when he finally was convinced in verses 15 and 16.
喺到第十五到十六节嗰时候咧，佢最后系终于系被说服。
First, he witnessed the Holy Spirit was also coming upon the Gentiles.Just as he had come upon them at Pentecost.
在第十、首先呢他见到呢 是圣灵呢是来到这个外邦人的身上就好像当初五旬节圣灵降临一样。
Second, he remembered what Jesus had said, that the Spirit would come and baptize them.
而且呢他再一次去想到呢神曾经跟他讲过呢圣灵是会来到是为他们、受浸。
And this is exactly what happened here with Cornelius being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这里呢就是再次印证就是哥尼流会受到圣灵的、受浸。
Peter is finally convinced that God really gave the Gentiles the same gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以这里呢彼得最后他真的被说服就是神仍然都会将这个圣灵是赐给外邦人。
Finally, he realized and acknowledged that even though they do not observe the law and are not circumcised,
最后呢他都是去确信知道就算我们不遵行律法或者是没有受到割礼
God accepts them just as much as he accepts the Jews.
神仍然都是接纳他们就好像神接纳犹太人一样。
Having been convinced, Peter dare not go against God and says in verse 17,
咁啊，彼得佢後屘佢受到説服之後咧，佢再唔一次，佢唔再去違去反抗神。喺第十節佢咁講到
：Who was I to think that I could stand in God's way？
佢話：我是誰能攔阻神呢
？This is a reminder to us that we must not allow our tradition, pride, or self-interest get in the way of people coming to God。
呢度咧係提醒我哋咧，我哋唔應該受到我哋自己嘅傳統、我哋自己嘅驕傲或者我哋個人利益咧，係阻擋任何人去到神嘅面前。
Like Peter here, we too need to humble ourselves and submit to God。
就好似彼得一樣，我哋都係需要謙卑落嚟，我哋將自己奉獻俾神。
Oftentimes we can focus too much on what I think。
有好多時候咧，我哋都太注重係覺得，我覺得應該咁樣。
What is best? The way things should be?
乜嘢係最好？事情應該係咁樣嘅。
What will work and not work?
或者呢啲係得嘅，呢啲唔得嘅。
It can become what I want.
呢個咧好容易變成我想要乜嘢。
The point here is that we must be careful to discern what God wants from what we want.
呢度咧好重要嘅，我哋要分清究竟邊啲係我想要，邊啲係神。
Like in this passage, when God revealed His will for the church,
就好似呢個經文裏邊咧，當神向教會去宣講佢嘅信息嘅時候
，it may not make sense.
你可能你覺得唔係好明白。
We have never done it before.
我哋從來都冇做過。
How is it going to work?
咁點樣可以做到呢件事啊
？I don't think it's going to work.
我唔覺得呢個係可以行嘅。
It's not the right time.
呢個唔係一個好嘅時間。
We don't have resources.
我哋冇一啲嘅資源。
After all the doubts and excuses, it's easy just to do nothing.
咁咧，令到呢啲嘅懷疑咧，同埋一啲嘅藉口咧，會令到我覺得，我唔做任何嘢啦。
May God help us not to go against the work of the gospel.
我哋係求神去幫助我哋，唔令到去阻止呢個福音嘅運行。
God requires that we simply trust and obey.
神係好簡單，就係需要我哋去相信，同埋我哋去遵守佢嘅話語。
Because ultimately, He is Lord.
因為最終神就係嗰個主宰。
He is sovereign.
佢就係嗰個君王。
He is the one who has it all figured out and knows the future.
佢就係嗰位去知道我哋將來會係點樣。
May we like Peter.Respond with humble submission.
希望我哋咧，每人都似彼得咁樣，我哋都係謙卑落嚟，我哋去奉獻我自己。
Who was I to think that I could stand in God's way?
我係邊一個可以攔阻神佢嘅攔阻神咧
？In the end, Peter acknowledged that God is in control.
喺最後咧，彼得係知道神一直喺度掌管。
Regardless of whatever resistance, God will fulfill His plan.
無論係碰到咩嘅難阻，神都會係讓佢嘅計劃得以成全。
Toward the end of the passage, it seems like Peter is convinced and transformed by God's revelation.
我哋睇到個經文最後面咧，好似睇上嚟咧，彼得係受到神嘅一啲嘅改革咧，係得到改變。
In verse 18, it appears that Peter's account has convinced the Jewish believers.
我睇到第十八節咧，好似睇到咧，一啲嘅猶太嘅信徒咧，都係受到 Peter 佢俾阿彼得係説服咗。
Because they had no further objections and praised God.
因為咧，佢哋再冇反對，甚至咧，佢哋係去感謝神咁講。
And they said, "So then, even to the Gentiles, God has granted repentance." That leads to life.
佢哋讚美神咁講，佢話神都係賜恩給外邦人，叫他們悔改得生命了。
However, it turns out the Gentile issue was not completely resolved.
但係咧，好可惜咧，其實呢個嘅問題咧，都唔係完全係得以解決。
Criticisms and objections came back again in chapter 15.
OK， 呢個嘅爭議同埋一啲嘅反對咧，喺第十五章係再一次嘅出現。
And they had to have this church conference to settle the issue。
佢哋咧又要甚至要舉起一個嘅大會去討論呢個嘅問題。
Later, even Peter himself went back to his old ways.
甚至咧係後來咧，彼得係翻翻去一啲嘅佢舊有嘅想法。
And we see that in Galatians 2:12.
我哋睇到咧《加拉太書》第二章。
And it says, "For before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles." But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group.
这里说到，从雅各那里来的人未到以先，他和外邦人一同吃饭，及至他们来到，他因怕奉割礼的人，就退去与外邦人隔开了。
This goes to show that change is not going to be easy.
呢度睇到咧，改變唔係一件容易嘅事。
It will require time and opportunities for people to work through a lot of their reservations, resistance, and objections.
呢度睇到咧，係需要咧人係好多嘅時間同埋一啲嘅機會咧，去改變佢哋一啲嘅反對嘅啊，或者一啲嘅難阻。
Even though the road ahead is long and hard.
雖然咧，我前面嘅路言都係好長，係好難。
But the seeds and the beginning of a new ministry and mission to the Gentiles have already started.
但係咧，呢個神嘅種子已經係開始喺呢個嘅外邦人嘅事工上邊咧，已經係開始啦。
大家同站立，我哋同唱。